Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, we're back. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us, as he does every week at this time, Mr. Nate Zielinski. Happy 4th of July, Mr. Zielinski.
Happy 4th of July to you, my friend, as well. It's a great day to be an American, live in the United States here.
Yeah, and you know what? We've been wishing people a happy 4th of July, but let's say a little something about our service people who have kept this country free so we can enjoy the outdoor things we do. And hopefully everybody has a great, safe 4th of July. Hey, Nate, I don't know if you got to listen much, but we did a segment on big game hunting, getting started, how you get a license, getting your hunter ed, and the resources on Colorado Parks and Life website. Then we went a little bit to the small game. But so we've had a lot of questions, especially on big game, and a lot of people are either starting or they're going back to hunt and they haven't done it in years. And I know you start a series on hunting, usually about this time we run away all through the fall, in addition to our fishing conversations. If I'm a new or inexperienced hunter, what should I be doing right now?
I mean, Terry, you know, there's so much across the board with it. And I think that, I mean, really, we'll start diving into it week by week and breaking it down. But as an overview, I mean, I've literally done a little bit of everything literally in the last 2 days about this exact topic. So we're going to start off with some gear stuff. We'll talk about some scouting stuff. We'll talk some shooting stuff. And in reality, right now, you know, we're putting in, in the next couple of days, we got to make sure that we have our secondary draw all dealt with from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. But within that, I mean, there's people that are going to have, you know, a great hunt with a limited tag to where they have their hunt planned. They're going to be in an area where they might not have as many hunters. And there's a lot of people that are going to be taking, you know, advantage of the unbelievable opportunity we have at the basically what we call the over-the-counter tag. So a tag where, you know, archery and second, third rifle. And, you know, there's some opportunities to just literally go purchase a tag at a licensed agent and then go out in the field. Some of those hunts, some people will take a little more serious. They're going to really try to avoid the crowds. They're going to pack in, go further, and things like that. So, you know, number one, let's start off with gear, because obviously if you live in Colorado or maybe you're listening from somewhere else, if you've been to your local, you know, retailer, you've been to your local Bass Pro, Cabela's, or really anywhere, obviously, as you walk the aisles, I would not say that you are having the availability of gear that we are used to. Now, obviously, I think going into any hunting season, I think we're always a little, you know, scarce with gear because so many people are out there recreating that, you know, sometimes you don't have a huge selection of ammunition or a huge selection of camo or tents or whatever this gear is. This year, I would say it's by far worse. So we don't have a ton of gear. So normally I talk about scouting right now when we start bringing in gear a little bit later. We're kind of, I don't want to say reversing it, but we're really tag teaming and doing both of those things now because there's a good chance that you might have to order gear and or look a little harder for the gear that you need for this upcoming hunting season. So I would encourage hunters to put a little bit more emphasis on making sure you have the supplies that you're going to need this upcoming hunting season, because again, it might be just a little bit harder to find, you know. So we start off, you know, in the middle of August with our pronghorn archery season, you know, so that type thing, you know, looking for arrows, broadheads, making sure your bow is dialed, all of those things are huge. I spent some time at Rocky Mountain Specialty Gear this week. I'm actually going to be there again on Monday, just dialing in bows, making sure I have enough arrows, making sure my broadheads are flying right, just really dialing in everything that you need. You know, so that is a number one step for the archery hunters, making sure you have broadheads, arrows, bows, make sure all of that is dialed in. For your rifle hunters, same thing, making sure that you have ammunition. We keep talking about how gun sales are high and ammunition sales are through the roof. There's so much more to shooting than going down to the store, grabbing, you know, a 180 grain bullet or whatever you shoot and hoping it's good. So like the process I did this week, Terry, that blows your mind, because obviously there is specs from a factory that they have to make sure that ammunition is safe and shoots good out of your rifle. But within that, there's still a fairly large window of variance to have a great shooting round. And what shoots good in my rifle to your rifle, or even, you know, similar rifles that I own, nothing shoots the same. So when I'm preparing for an upcoming hunt, I go to the range and I'm looking at a combination of the grouping that that bullet and that cartridge shoots out of a rifle, as well as the speed. So I shoot everything through a chronograph, and I look at the speed variance, and I look at the groups. And I might shoot Hornady, I might shoot Barnes, I might shoot Winchester, I might shoot whatever the rounds are. I'll buy a box or two of multiple rounds of, you know, say 180 grain bullet, and I'll shoot them through that chronograph, shoot them, and look at my groups, and I look at the best average to where my speed coming out of that rifle is averaging the closest number as far as, you know, feet per second. But I'm also going to look at those groups, and I'm going to take those tightest groups, then I'm going to adjust my rifle to there, and that's going to be the round that I hunt with this coming fall. Because again, if you just grab a box and shoot it, what shoots good through my rifle to another one might be tough. So spend some time dialing in those rounds so you have the next several months to make sure you can buy what you need and have that time, as products might be scarce. I did a video this week going through my backpack about what I carry in the field. So gear is a must right now just because it's hard to find.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And when you go out to a range, if you're a beginning hunter or you just bought a new rifle, go to a range like maybe Colorado Clays, where they've got great range of people that can help you, give you some pointers, and they can shoot in different positions. Because that little bit of advice when you're starting out will keep you from developing bad habits. Even take a class, spend a little money to really get familiar with your firearm. And by the way, you mentioned your videos. How do people see those videos, Nate?
You know, we're doing a ton of different stuff, so there's a ton of stuff getting released by Ruger Firearms. So some of that is on their website, some is Facebook, and that kind of goes forth. And you can always follow my page, Nate Zielinski, on Facebook, and as we release these videos, we'll share that stuff. So that's always a great place. So again, I kind of have multiple personalities on Facebook. I know it's hard, but we have our Tightline Outdoors page. I have my personal page, Nathan Zielinski, but the Nate Z Hunting. So Nate Zielinski on Facebook is where we release a lot of that stuff. I'm sure we can kind of figure out how to post those things right now. But yeah, a lot of that stuff as far as how to squeeze the trigger and how to really just dial in a rifle is huge. And again, one of those things that I don't think anybody notices, and you know, I won't speak of different brands because again, what doesn't shoot for me might shoot great out of other rifles, but it will blow your mind when you actually are shooting multiple manufacturers of ammunition, and especially, you know, through speed tests, how much variance there is coming from a retail floor when you're purchasing just stock ammo. So again, spend time and make sure you find something that shoots good through your particular rifle, because it makes a huge difference come hunting season for sure.
Well, and it does, and you should consistently, the very least, stick with a brand that you feel like is shooting good and practice with that, and understand where your rifle is shooting with that, and don't have a mix of shells, because you get out a couple hundred yards on that big bull, and it's all the difference in the world.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I mean, 100 yards or 200 yards is a drastic difference, especially when you're shooting some different stuff. So, again, spend some time playing with it. You want to be comfortable. You want to be dialed in. And once you find that round, again, you know, I don't want to say stock up. Don't go crazy with it. But make sure you have enough to get you through hunting season, as ammunition is a little more scarce to find than it has been in past years. So make sure you dial that in. Again, make sure you dial it in with your backpacks. Have a plan of, hey, I'm that guy that I am going to pack in 3-4 miles. I'm going to, you know, I did a 19 miler this week. So, you know, how far are you going to go back in? Do you have the gear for that? You know, in an emergency, could you stay a day or two? But all of that type stuff is the gear process that I'm going through right now. You hate to purchase a backpack or however system you're going to carry a fanny pack, and all of a sudden, as you get towards hunting season, be like, man, I'm going in deeper than I thought. I'm hunting harder than I thought. I don't have the gear for it. So everything that you are going to hunt with, everything that you're going to carry and or use this fall are things that you want to be practicing with now while scouting, shooting. Again, so many people scout in one manner and then change it up the last second for hunting. You really want to have your program dialed now and carry that out and just be a continuation as the hunting season changes.
Well, another thing, as you practice and test the ammunition with your rifle, learn your limitations. If you only really feel comfortable making a shot out 50 or 75 yards, don't shoot at 100 yards. Certainly, there's very few people. I hear people talk about, oh, I shot out 400 yards, and there's very few people capable of consistently and ethically making that shot. So when you do practice, understand how efficient you are with the firearm and take only the shots you're really comfortable with making, Nate.
I couldn't agree more. And we say this right now, and literally 80% of hunters, it goes right out the window, when that big buck standing in front of that big bull. And it's sad to think that, but it's the truth. I mean, we're speaking truthful here. So many people tell themselves they have limitations, and then they let it go out the window when hunting season approaches. So my biggest thing is I train for everything, you know, and so many people will go to the range, and I mean, they're sitting on a flat bench, you know, they're using bags, and they are absolutely lethal. They are a very good shot, but all of a sudden you throw them out in the woods and they're forced to sit or lay, and that's when the trouble occurs. So it's one of those things that literally, you know, get into a facility where you can shoot off shooting sticks. You can shoot from a sitting position. You can shoot from a laying position. Learn and train yourself to shoot in all those situations. So when that opportunity presents itself, it's not foreign. And that's a big deal. And I know my personal capabilities. I know how far I can shoot off of sticks. I know how far I can shoot from, you know, a various situations. And I know for me, I literally set myself up in a hunting situation to where when I hike to where I can almost always drop my bag and lay down. I have a very, you know, kind of pronounced system of when I'm going to take a shot with a rifle. I almost always take off my backpack. I have my backpack packed to where I have a softer section in the middle. I can lay that rifle in the middle of my backpack, and I can be just rock steady. So where literally when I'm walking through the woods, it's in my head. Every step I take, I'm like, hey, if something happened right now, could I pull this shot off? You know, when I'm walking through the woods, I kind of go tree to tree to where I could put the gun up on a tree. I have those thoughts going through my head, and I know my capabilities from each shooting position, and by no means is it the same. I mean, I probably change 50 to 80% in distance from one position to the next on how stable I can be. So those things are all big. But instead of, you know, practicing in one way and telling yourself you have a limitation, practice for the extreme. You know, one of those things, do 100 jumping jacks and then lay down on that gun and shoot. Get yourself winded. You know, put yourself in a bad glare. Do all of those things to, you know, somewhat simulate what's going to happen in the field, and then know how you're going to shoot and handle yourself in those situations. And all those things will lead to a more successful hunt this fall, for sure. And then while doing all of this, you got to spend some time scouting. Now is the time. I mean, literally the sheep hunters and goat hunters are starting in a month. You know, pronghorn is like 6 weeks away. As much as we always tell ourselves it's midsummer, hunting's far away, it is not. I mean, if you've kind of had the, we'll call it the COVID weight. I know a lot of people might be eating a little differently. I know the activity levels sometimes might be a little down. If it's one of those things that maybe you've put on a few pounds, or maybe you haven't been to the gym, now is the time. It's going to take you a couple months to get back into that hunting shape, to get you back in your program for that. So right now, get out in the field, do some scouting. You know, you're going to get yourself into train shape for hunting. You're going to start getting yourself just accustomed to waking up early to changing that diet while you hike, and more importantly, you're going to find the animals that you need to be finding on this upcoming hunt. So right now, these animals are where they're going to be during hunting season. The pronghorn are where they're going to be, the deer, the elk, the bears, everything is in position as we're here, you know, into July. So now is your time to scout. If you're out there now and you are not seeing animals, more than likely they will not show up by hunting season. So many people are like, it's just summer, that's why I'm not seeing them. That is false. Right now, these animals are in their summer patterns. It's where they're going to be in August, September, and early October. Until we really get snowfall, these animals are staying put. So now is your time to find them. Again, don't use the excuse it's summer. If you're not seeing animals, you need to scout harder, look different areas, and find them, because they are where they are going to be.
And Nate, we are way out of time, and we've got a special segment coming up, the next segment, but I'm sure we're going to continue this. If people want more information, how do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You know, you can always go to our Facebook pages, again, tightlineoutdoors.com, or seek out Nate Zielinski on Facebook. Give that page a like, and we'll kind of get you more information on those pages there. And then always check out Bowtech Archery and Ruger Firearms for a lot of other information as well.
All right, my friend, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Nate Zielinski. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Parks and Wildlife is going to join us, and we're going to talk about these issues with spearfishing that's been buzzing through the fishing community here in Colorado. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.